Good morning, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. I'm Farm Director Joe Gill. It's brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon, located right off I-94, County Road 50, hours yet this morning at till noon. That's over at Midsoda. Check them out for their trailers, skid steer attachments, any trailer accessories or repairs. You'll find it all right there at Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. And this morning, we're going to recap our conversation from this week with Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish, as we talked about a multitude of issues and mainly recapping as the legislature has tentatively come to some sort of agreement, yet nothing is finalized yet. But Gary talks about some of those highlights and especially how it incorporates agriculture. And of course, we begin and talk about weather and such a pretty ideal spring for many as planting got in pretty much on schedule. Gary Werdish joining us here this week.
Yeah, it really has been a nice planting season for, but, you know, we're going to need the rain to get that crop started. And there's a lot of alfalfa and grass in your area for the dairy. They need some rain. Need some rain to get crops going.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a chance to talk to any of your colleagues within Farmers Union? I see, like in the Dakotas, you see some of the beef guys out there. They're feeding hay right now. Those pastures are pretty sparse right now.
Yeah, the western states, you know, like Dakotas and Montana, visiting with those people, it's significantly, they're in worse, a lot worse condition than we are, but they definitely are in a drought period, more so than we are. So they're definitely need rain, and we need rain too, but I think they're in a worse shape than we are.
Yeah, Gary, a lot of topics to touch on this morning. I think, first of all, we start with the session here as it came to an end on Monday, but still they need to reconvene here in June with a special session. Budget targets released. It seems like we are going to see some extra dollars here that's going to help agriculture and rural Minnesota as well.
Yeah, we're very pleased that the three sides came to an agreement and reached the budget targets, because now the hard work is deciding how to spend the money in the various parts of the budget. But in agriculture, we did very well. We ended up with a $10 million increase investment in the agriculture budget, which is very pleased with that. I know the House had $11.5 million proposal, in the Senate at zero. So we ended up with a $10 million increase. So that's very good. So there's a lot of things that we can, hopefully we can have an influence on and try and get some money spent. And one of our top priorities is expanding the small and mid-scale meat processing, and also expanding biofuels infrastructure. So there's at least a little bit more dollars to work with. And, agriculture is important. We all know that. And, it's an important part of our economy. It's important, it's important to fund it. And there's a lot of things as agriculture, improves, it definitely helps the whole state.
I'm glad you brought up meat processing, especially, it's May Beef Month here. And we saw such a rush on that about a year ago, and I hope that hasn't been lost on the need and the want for more local processing. I know it's going to take maybe a little time, but boy, oh boy, that's as needed as ever.
Well, it certainly is. As we went through that issue, and the small meat processors around the state, they really stepped up and did what they could, but they're booked to capacity. We really need to expand that. And we, in the Farmers Union, we did lead the way, and we're able to we're going to get a program started at the Central Lakes College on training meat processing, cutting meat, and also investing in a small mobile slaughter plant to help teach that course. So, it takes time to turn it around, but, we got to make the investment and start moving forward, because, definitely we need more of that small mid-scale meat processing. It just opens up a window, for a lot more opportunity for farmers to direct sell their meat and not be so isolated from the market. I know we have some farmers that are direct marketing, and they have demand from their customers to sell more, but they can't get any more into the slaughtering plant. So that definitely would help a lot of smaller, mid-sized farmers. And, it's certainly different from what, years back when every town had a small meat, butcher shop. We're way past that now, and we need to try and get some of them going again around the state.
And Gary, if you can summarize, what was it like communicating during this session with yourself and other Farmers Union leadership? I know you guys did a great job. Always in the past, you'd normally have a day on the Hill and be very visible at the Capitol, and nobody had that opportunity. Was it okay, or do you feel you're able to make those connections that you guys have done in the past?
Well, in some ways it was easier because you could do it, connect by Zoom, and you didn't have to travel. But you know, the personal connection, you know, we lost that. You know, obviously, you know, we would have phone calls and talk with them directly and that type of stuff with the various legislators. But, you know, the personal face-to-face and the handshake, you know, that type of connection we lost. So that was definitely a struggle. It made it a little harder. But, you know, everybody, we were all dealt the same hand with this. And, you know, I think we worked through it the best we can, and are certainly looking forward to getting back to face-to-face meetings and having that direct interaction with not only legislators, but, you know, farmers and, you know, everybody in the communities.
You know, I know things still need to be finalized and worked out. Was there anything you feel maybe we're going to come up short this year that we wanted as a priority from a farmers union perspective, Gary?
Well, actually, I think we did, and we don't know yet, you know, what they'll agree to on the final, you know, on the final budget, what they're going to agree to the dollars, but you know, we're in a good position. You know, the meat processing was a big priority of ours, and expanding the infrastructure for biofuels like E15, that's a huge priority, too, and we were able to get them. We actually got farmer lender mediation reauthorized for 5 years, so that we did well. You know, you look back and they'll see when it all, you know, when everything gets done, maybe we missed something, you know, agriculture right now, we're in a pretty good position.
You mentioned the E15, Gary, and then you bring up a conversation too a lot of folks have regarding electric cars and such, and it seems to be such a dividing topic. Is this something you think as folks in agriculture, we can kind of gather and say, you know, we can combine everything and work together for the better good? It's unfortunate. It seems like that's been a dividing topic or conversation.
Well, it is very unfortunate. You know, it's been dividing and it's been somewhat political. But, you know, as technology improves, I saw where the president drove an electric Ford 150 yesterday, and you know, the technology is coming, but, you know, the biofuels, that's where we look at it. Biofuels can play an important part. So increasing the use of biofuels is a huge benefit to us. And, you know, we're years away from turning to electric vehicles all around. I mean, that's just going to, if it does happen, it's going to take a long time. But, you know, that just shows the importance of increasing the use of biofuels as, you know, before. Any type of transition, the biofuels needs to be part of it. And you know, I feel pretty comfortable that, you know, we have to work for that. But, you know, they will be part of our future for a long time.
You know, Gary, before I let you go, I need your comments, too, on this new restaurant coming up in the Twin Cities there. Give us a little detail on that. I know you released that information last week.
Yeah, we did. We're, you know, that project we started in the summer of 2019, and then COVID hit, so it just got put on hold. But we are moving forward. You know, Farmers Union, Minnesota Farmers Union, we have a space that we're going to be opening, and well, hopefully the permits fall in place in, you know, just a few weeks. You know, that, you know, we're doing some minor construction within the building and getting it ready, and we're hiring staff. But we're located in downtown Minneapolis, right across from the Guthrie Street. We're really an excellent location, right along the river. But, you know, really the focus of that is, you know, as you know, we're so many people are so many generations removed from agriculture. They don't understand the value of agriculture. So we think this is a huge opportunity for Farmers Union to advocate for agriculture, show the value of what, you know, the hard work that the farmers do on the farm. You know, and our intent is to source as much as possible direct from a Minnesota farm. You know, as we're talking today, yesterday I took our chef and our general manager out to Stony Creek Dairy to visit their dairy farm and looked at the cows. And due to COVID, we couldn't visit the processing plant, but we were able to visit saw the cows and the source. And you know, we're going to be sourcing our dairy from direct from Stony Creek. And we have that from multiple, you know, producers and members from around the state, our beef and our pork and chicken and that type of stuff. It's all coming direct from a Minnesota farm. And, you know, I think, you know, as farmers, you know, we're used to raising our own, and it always seems like it tastes better. So you're going to do that same opportunity for our customers and really show the value of farmers' hard work and the value of agriculture.
Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Werdish joining us this week on your Central Minnesota Farm Report.